Chris writes, today marks an important milestone in my journey as a Christian author. It's the launch day for my new book on Amazon. This work is a heartfelt collection of poems, short stories, and worship lyrics that aim to glorify God using my testimony and inspire readers in their faith using the words Jesus has given to me. As I reflect on this moment, I find myself seeking guidance on two fronts. One, prayer. How can I approach prayer for this book in a way that aligns with God's will? I want to ensure that my intentions remain pure and focused on serving Him rather than seeking personal glory. And second of all, promotion. As someone who struggles with self-promotion, I'm unsure how to effectively share this work with others. What advice would you offer on spreading the message of this book in a humble yet impactful way? Bobby, we'll start with you.
No, I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask for that, because I feel like in writing books, I haven't been the most successful in that myself. I don't like to pester people. I don't like to ask for endorsements. Every time a book's about to be published, I just hate it. I'm reaching out to people because the publishers want you doing that. And hey, do you mind? Look, can we do a podcast show together? You mind writing an endorsement? Because I just look at people and know they're so busy already. And I kind of don't like the whole feeling of social media and just constantly pestering people with, you know, a free chapter from my book and this. But at the same token, if you don't do that, you know, it's not going to get out there as much. And I think that, you know, you can pray all day long to be humble and watch the book fall flat on its face. And then somebody can not pray at all, but they'll follow kind of a marketing strategy. And you see that, wow, why is this seeming to be working for this person? So you can think of secular sales or whatever. I can say that I have prayed for my books. I have tried to follow the marketing thing. And I think book sales is one of those things that it's not predictable. Probably the best predictable thing sometimes is just going to be if you already have a big platform, because, and a good network. If you have a big platform with a good network, some of that tends to lead toward some instant sales. But when you're somebody trying to break through as an author, it's like a needle in the haystack, and it really does just take the grace of God to work. And, you know, I've prayed, God, help my character to be bigger than my platform. That's been something I find myself praying before a book ever comes out. I don't want a platform that is bigger than my character, because I want to make sure that I have the character that to sustain whatever He puts in my way. So perhaps my book sales haven't went through the roof because I don't, you know, have enough character. But then I go, I don't know, there's a lot of people that don't have the best character and their book sales seem to do great. So it's very mysterious. I think be thankful for your book, give God the glory for it, look for opportunities, believe in the message of it, learn what you can about how to get the message out. And then you just got to trust God at the results and not feel insecure about whatever happens there. Because listen, there's book sales and big churches and all that stuff that you believe a lot when you're younger, man, that's the substance of who you are is so much more important than how big people see your personality.
Great advice, Bobby, for anybody, whether you're an author or a musician or somebody who's trying to do something for the Lord and just wondering, how do I go about doing it? Richard, what say you?
Well, first of all, amen to everything that Bobby mm-hmm. said. And I think that you can only do – you like if you go to apply for a job mm-hmm. and they ask you for a resume, are you being proud by just giving them your CV? Mm-hmm. Right? You're just telling them, this is my life by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. You don't have to even put those words in it, but by the grace of God, this is my life. Mm-hmm. This is where I went to school. This is where I went to college. This is where I went, did post-grad or whatever it is. This is where I've worked in the past. And And that's, there's no, I mean, you can be super arrogant and be puffed up about all of your accomplishments, or you can be humble about whatever it is that's there. But you do that because that's the step that you have to take to have the job, mm-hmm. right? And if you want people to be blessed, if you believe God has given you some content that will bless people, then as best as you can between you and the Lord, you just go do the necessary things to make sure that somebody who's never heard your name before might have an opportunity to somehow, some way, hear about your book, mm-hmm. and have it come across their eyes, their, mm-hmm. their line of sight, or by ear, hear somebody talk about it. That's the best that you have to, like Bobby said, character bigger than the platform. Mm-hmm. And you might feel like, well, I don't have a platform right now. Well, then still have character, and then mm-hmm. see what kind of a platform God will give to you by just taking the, I mean, I'm sure that whoever, you know, if somebody's published you, they're going to be telling you, you got to go to Amazon and put up your author sites and all that stuff. And just do what they ask you to do as best as you can do it before the Lord, and just stay humble about it.
Yeah. Bobby.
Yeah. Good word, Richard. I mean, if you enjoy writing, write. And, it's nice to have, something, and bound up, that you can even leave behind for your family and for your loved ones. And writing a book is a good process to go through for yourself. You can use that for messages, the individual chapters. You can do blog posts on your chapters, podcasts on your chapters. So a book can go, a long distance. But I would say if the book takes off, just never forget where you came from. A lot of these people with these massive platforms and stuff, you get around them and it's like, it can be a little bit of a, you can sense an addiction sometimes. Not everybody. There's lots of good people that handle their platforms well. And the ones that do handle their platforms well would recognize the truth in what I'm saying. I mean, there's some people, they're going to kind of size you up, measure you up. They want to know how many followers you have, how many books have you sold, how big is your church, and all of that is kind of, they're creating an identity of how they're going to value you based on that. And as Christians, we never want to esteem somebody more because they have more people in their church or they have a bigger bank account. We are to esteem everybody because they're created in God's image. And that's a very beautiful thought, that everybody has value and everybody's precious to the Lord. And God's not looking down on the person who's on the New York Times bestsellers list going, oh man, my love tank just grew more. But some people really get a lot of pride around that. And it's like, in those platforms, they just perpetuate it as well. It's like, now you can't be on this platform unless you are a New York Times. This is for only those that the seat at the table, you have to be a New York Times bestselling author, or you have to be a mega church pastor to be at a seat at this conference. And it becomes very elitist. And I think, that kind of mentality just needs to be broken up inside the church.
For sure.
Yeah. And I just one last thought from me is, there is a sense that you can do the proper things. You can follow what your publishers tell you should do. And you can have poured your heart into the work. But at the end of the day, promotion doesn't really come from the east or from the west. It comes from the Lord. And He'll promote you to where He wants you to be. And if what He did is just He wanted you to write a book and to get out of you, for you to the exercise of soul and heart and mind, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And whatever else He wants to do on top of that, you just make sure that each step of the way you're following Him. That's the deal.